Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I want to give a shout out to Ruben and his podcast, Hoops and Hefeweizen, which is a Mavs orientated podcast. Thank you for all your support.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Ruben.
And today we have Grant here.
Or what's Greasy up, Randy. Everybody?
Whatever you want to call him.
One of our new additions to the team. So, you know, he was the only one who answered the call.
Yeah.
Took a lot. Yes. So, you know.
It's okay. Nice. We'll have more of the new guys on over time. I mean, we still only have had Tim on the one time, so.
Sure, and Bryce, but you know,
Bryce doesn't count. Fuck Bryce.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, but you know, like I think going forward, like we're gonna have a rotating cast of guys on. So sometimes maybe I may not be on. Sometimes maybe Alex may not be on. So just like, you know, just a well balanced group of guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
People in general, so
all very healthy, all very handsome,
all very. We might have the cutest.
Might
you know squad out of everybody
the so. Cutest squad
yeah
I mean know. I take squad points down by quite a few points so
I disagree
anyway guys so we had another week without Luca we had a week that kind of didn't have Kristaps for a lot of it and we still went 2-2 and haven't lost more than two games in a row so
and did nothing in the during for the trade deadline
so. That's fine. We'll talk about that.
It's all good, yeah.
How do you guys feel about this week? Or this past week of games?
I mean... Oh, you can go first, Grant.
No, you got it.
Okay, so... For me, it's like going 2-2 is exactly like what I thought was going to happen. So I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that we... Again, like last time when we didn't have Luka, like... I thought that we won games that we shouldn't have. And then lost a game we probably shouldn't have. Which still adds up to 2-2, so whatever. Yeah, that fucking Wizards game was fucking bullshit. And technically, like, I mean, Kristaps like only had like 10 points or whatever in like literally yeah. minutes because he was in foul trouble. So really, did he play three games this week? Not really. Like,
he got major boards in the Wizards game though.
Did he? Oh, he did.
Yeah, well, in the first, he had five. I think I mentioned it. He had five in the first yeah, he did, like 7 right. minutes or something like that.
And then, like, start getting foul trouble, and yeah.
Like, we just need to, if we, all of our 7-footers get in huge foul trouble, it seems like, right away when they touch the court. That's something we need to really address, except Maxi, for some reason, the most aggressive one. He doesn't really seem to get in as much foul trouble as the other guy.
He's like the one, yo.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I appreciate that, though, that Maxi is a badass and doesn't get into foul trouble, but also is, like, the rim protector,
like, and he's so versatile. He's definitely the most versatile of the people above 6'10". I don't know how tall Dorian is, but as far as getting out on the perimeter and playing defense, and then heading back to the rim when he needs to,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
beautiful. It That's is nice. Like similar to what I know we're gonna talk about it later, but similar to what MKG would provide if provided.
If he joins us, yeah. I mean, it's like. 85% gonna happen, it seems like. So
I mean, I don't know if Rick was trying to like veer away from talking about tampering because that technically would be, or if he was talking about just not bringing anybody on, but I'm definitely a fan of MKG. Anyone that was, you know, 20 what's he 26 years old But he was the second pick in his draft. I mean, he was on a fair contract, too, in Charlotte for what he does. If you can get him for free for 30 days, you know, might as well, or 30 games, might as well take
it. Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's, he's going to be an end of bench guy, which, like, is fine.
Coming for, like, defensive possessions.
Yeah. And, like, I assume that we'll probably end up, now that the trade deadline's over, is, like, waiving, what's his name on the expiring? Courtney Lee. And then.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, like, on a vet minimum.
I honestly think if you're going to waive somebody, it should be maybe Cleveland, as much as it might hurt.
Antonius Cleveland's on a two-way, so you can't waive
him.
On
oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well then, I mean, yeah, accordingly, he has to go. Because as much as it like might, as weird as it might sound, Justin Jackson and a few of our other younger guys are still on more valuable contracts, Justin Jackson in particular.
Yeah. Well, you don't really want to. You waive Courtney Lee because he's on an expiring and doesn't play.
Like, yeah, exactly. But I would still rather Courtney Lee play than, you know, some other people on the team.
I was going to say, though, like, as frustrating as Justin Jackson may be, he's getting playing time, and that's a Rick decision. And so you kind of have to respect that Rick decision and just be like, okay, so you waive the guy that we don't play at all anyway.
Yes, provided that, yeah. But, I mean, we definitely were interested in signing him as a free agent a few years ago, so I could see why we still want to utilize him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm a Courtney Lee guy, though.
That's fair.
It has nothing to do with who the other person might be.
Yeah. He's a great locker room presence from what I can tell. So.
He's always been that, too, on every team.
Yeah.
Man, we have not lost three in a row, huh?
That's what I said earlier, yeah.
Damn, I know, but I was like just looking at it right now. I was like, that Memphis game, I went with other newcomer Squish. Went with him to that game, and that was a fucking beatdown.
Yeah.
That was not fun at all, bro.
It was nice until Kristaps got knocked.
Yeah, but knocked my out. Big things, like, KO'd. Yeah.
My big things with that game were Kristaps, obviously, right when he got punched, I think we had three timeouts left.
Yeah.
Like, 3 or 4 minutes left in the third, and that's not good. But I mean, Dorian Finney-Smith is super fun basketball.
Yeah, definitely. But then like we had to waste a timeout when Kristaps broke his nose.
Yeah. I thought they ended up calling that official.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I thought they did.
I remember
we were at the game, so I don't know.
That's what I think they did.
We were at the game. Sure.
I was in awe because I was so close.
Yeah, you were
my favorite player.
You gotta see Jaren Jackson do his thing.
Yes, that was so nice.
Damn, he had two blocks and a steal. I don't even remember that shit.
Who?
Jaren Jackson. Yeah, JJ. Yeah.
I believe he didn't really play that much, I felt like.
He played 31 minutes, man.
Almost 31, but his presence wasn't there in the...
Yeah, a lot of it was Jaw this game, man. Like,
Jaw and Dylan Brooks, really.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks, too, man.
Like, went ape on us.
Yeah, Jaw Morant's been on another level this year, like, in his first season in the NBA.
He's the rookie of the year, like, has to be.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Even if
Zion was, like, healthier, I still think it would be, like, a two-man race and it could be anyone's game, you know, for rookie of the year this year, so...
Yeah.
I think if the Wizards played... Or, well, prioritize MPJ a little more, he could probably do it, but...
I can see that.
I don't really know what they're... If they're holding him for the playoffs or if they're just easing him into the system, because all their guys kind of seem to be the same kind of player, except for him and Jokic and Plumlee. Everyone else is sort of like a 3-and-D wing, you know, defensive-heavy, every-oriented wing player. But Michael Porter Jr. is, you know, rim-running and getting rebounds, and Jokic obviously does his thing, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Some good points.
Oh, man. And then, let's see. So, looking at the upcoming week, we've got the Jazz and the Kings, and that's it, because we're heading into the All-Star break.
Yep. And we're going to be recording an extra podcast a little earlier in the week, so...
Not extra. We're just recording
earlier. Well, extra, but, like, you know, we're recording earlier than we usually do. So, should be fun.
Yeah.
That Kings game?
Huh?
No.
For the Kings game, or...
Well, prior to the Kings game, we're recording.
Yeah, like the
on the Kings game. Yeah,
should be fun. I mean, the game, that fucking Wizards game was so frustrating.
Yeah,
it was frustrating, but like at the same time, the way I was looking at this game before going in, is like the Wizards are one of those teams that we should beat for certain. Like, there's no doubt we should beat them. Mm-hmm. But because of the way our defense is and because of the way their defense is and the way that their offense is, really, there's no reason that they shouldn't have. And like you said, yeah, shouldn't have a chance, but or couldn't have a chance, rather. Yeah. But like you said, with Kristaps only playing half of these, I mean, one half, really, of these games.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen when Bradley Beal and Davis Bertans are playing.
Yeah.
Bro, Bertans is a fucking beast, man.
I don't know where that three came from, though, but it was not there when he was doing mediocre things to us in San Antonio.
I know. And then fucking that Hachimura kid, man. That kid's
Yeah. What was he, I think?
I love Mason 7 of 7 Hachimura.
7 of his first 7 shots.
Yeah, and then he'd start for 12 in general, so he missed the last 5, I guess. But, I mean, you know.
Maybe a 6 of 6, I don't know.
Yeah, and then it was crazy, man. Like, you know, fucking Shabazz Napier had a fucking good game.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fucking Shabazz.
From 3, of all the things for him to do well, shooting 3s against us is not something I saw.
Goddamn, 4 for 6, man. I cannot believe that. It was so frustrating, like, to see that happen. Like, literally trying to have like a quiet nice out with my friends and like watching the game, think, okay, like shouldn't be too hard to beat them, and then fucking Bradley Beal fucking punches us in the mouth in the last so
you know, does his Bradley Beal things. That's like, the
seriously, man, God.
Worst all-star snub ever,
like, absolutely,
no doubt.
I can't believe it, bro.
he's honestly, like, I might get killed for this, but he's the best shooting guard in the league when Clay is not playing.
Like right now?
When Clay is out, I don't really... James Harden is, like, not a real shooting guard, if that makes sense.
I get
it. Not, like, I don't
really
know.
You see
him
as a point guard.
He's just a guard. He's just a guy. You have to, like, watch out. No matter what he's doing, you have to watch out for him.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Beal, he can attack you in so many different ways. He's just... A different level player. Plus, he plays on both sides, so I think Clay is the only real like two guard that really is better in a way.
I think it's a lot of young ones, though. I don't think that's like a super hot take. Like, I feel like it's like a lukewarm take.
No, it's not, bro. Because I mean, if you think about it, Tim Hardaway is probably like the 6th or 7th best shooting guard in the whole NBA. If you look at it from that perspective, he doesn't really like do much else besides shoot the ball, which is. What Bradley Beal does on offense. I mean, Bradley Beal, way better playmaker, but...
Yeah.
And, like, Tim Hardaway's not much different. Obviously, he doesn't do it at the volume, but he's not much different than, like, Devin Booker, Kevin Hoodier, or any of those guys.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then yesterday's game was fun to watch live. That was great.
Yeah, I only caught about the first, like, half, and then I kind of was in and out the second half.
It's like, I watched most of it, and I was like, wow, we were fucking killing these kids.
When we were up 34-12, and I think Curry walking off from his 15th or 18th point, I was like, yeah, I'm mentally checking out of this one.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to
read my tweets.
It's going to be on, and I'm going to like just like chill in the background and do some shit, but
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, holy fuck.
It was my dad's birthday party, so like I didn't even realize that the game was over.
Yeah, you said that in Slack. You're like, hey, what's the game like? And I was like, it's over.
And that was like an hour and a half after it ended or something.
Yeah, I was like, it had been over like a while. And I was like, yeah, bro, it's over. They played super early. No, you go on. Go on, man.
Someone said we need to play the Hornets every game of the year. I don't know. I don't remember who it was, but I saw that too. Oh, yeah, Hornets on the road. Hornets on the road.
Yeah.
We need to play the rest of the season on the road, like, honestly.
If we could, like, just, you know, hypnotize them and be like, hey, we're playing on the road today.
Dude, it's crazy to me. Like, last year we went 17-4 to all the games I went to at home. But, I mean, a lot of those were, like, that one stretch where we won, like, 12 in a row at home.
Yeah.
But still, like, we went 17-4 on the games I went to at home. But if I looked at – I've been to 20 this year. If I looked, it wouldn't be even close. Like, we'd probably be at – we'd probably be below 500, honestly.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Like, it's so weird.
It's like, with the high, like, I feel like just lately it's been really weird because, I mean, we haven't played with Luka and Kristaps, but 8 games, I think, since December 12th.
It's a crazy stat, too. Like, that we're even, like, still, like, 500 more or less, you know, through that. So,
mm-hmm. with yeah.
Yeah, either one being out or the other one, or both of them being out and stuff like that. Like, it's insane.
I think we've only played three games without both of them, though, which is nice. At least we've always had
it. Yeah, it's good. At least we have one the other, yeah. All right, so do we want to get into some questions?
Yeah, let's answer these questions.
We've got some really good ones. Those will be good for you.
Before that, I know we were talking about trade deadline, and I was like, don't worry about it, but should we talk about it real quick, the fact that we didn't get anybody? I feel like Mavs Media has pretty much been like, hey, it's fine, don't worry about it too much, but yeah, go ahead, Grant.
The only thing I don't know if, does MKG have to do with trade deadline?
Not yet. I feel like buyout stuff is like, it's a different.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Well, my only big thing was like, how could we not? We did the Willie Cauley Stein deal, but how could we not kind of talk with the Warriors about that Glenn Robinson and Alec Burks deal? I feel like we probably wouldn't have had to give up too much. And those are you know, a 3-point wing and a playmaker. And
well, wasn't the whole really thing? Wasn't the whole thing that the Warriors didn't want anything in return? They were trying to get off those contracts to get under the luxury tax. So that I think that was the issue, was that there was no way for us to pick up those two players without giving them something in return.
That's how all you had to give up was picks, which, I mean, I get, but we still have second-round picks. But I guess we probably couldn't have done.
Like, logistically speaking, we couldn't have made the trade for what the Warriors wanted.
But at the same time as that, couldn't we have just waived like Courtney Lee and kind of made room for that by just trading picks? Because we definitely have second round picks, like for what Philly gave up.
I don't know the logistics of it. Like, I don't know that side of things, so I can't really say like, oh, we definitely could have made the trade, or oh, we definitely couldn't have.
I mean, but that's why we didn't.
Yeah, as far as I can tell.
That one hurt a bit. And then, I mean, the Andre Drummond stuff, but that's, we just didn't have enough of what
Detroit wanted. I feel like we were talking a little bit earlier and just like saying how, like, I feel like we, you know, we probably like at least like made a call.
Yeah, no.
You know, because I feel like, yeah, people say that like Drummond couldn't work out, blah, blah, blah. Like, and that might be true, but also I feel like if anyone could have figured out like a good way of like getting him integrated, it would have been Carlisle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
You know, so I mean, like, but I mean, we'll see what happens in the offseason, because he'll be a free agent, I think, right?
He has a player
option. He's probably going to opt in. I don't.
You think he might opt in?
Yeah, there's no way that
No way. Bro. There's no way he does not. The cap is going to be very, very small. No one's going to want to spend. And he's
doing. Okay, that's true.
28 or 26.
Yeah.
I would not. I would opt in. And Cleveland's not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll see.
Colin Sexton is really fun, and Kevin Porter is really fun. Yeah. I told you all, but
in Cleveland, as a city, is better than Detroit,
and as a franchise,
and as a franchise, probably,
definitely on the higher up and up,
yeah.
Okay, so do you want to get some questions?
One more thing. Sorry. The only call I think that we would, or Detroit would have even considered, is if we were like, yeah, we'll give you, you know, Courtney's expiring, and we'll give you a second round pick, but what else is it going to take? And they were probably just like saying Tim Hardaway and
or something.
You don't want to give up your team's third best player for another team's best player to be your third best player. If you have to give up more, especially because the way Tim Hardaway's playing. So if he weren't playing the way he was, I think maybe it'd be like, all right, thank you, Tim, but he's playing so well. Why?
Yeah, exactly.
He's playing so well in an area of need where, you know,
Where
Andre Drummond, like him or hate him, he would be filling a position that the Mavericks are not in a dire need of.
No, not in a dire need of, because we are at least big, even if we don't have defense, even as much defense as we want.
Yeah.
You know, we're still at least bodies down low.
Yeah,
and I think that our defensive issues are not really what Drummond brings to the table. Our defensive issues are more on the outside and on the wing, which is why you bring in a Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
I agree with you. It's worse on the wing. That does not mean it's not
bad. Not bad on the, for the bigs, like for down low.
It's bad down low, but it's really bad on the wings.
Yeah. That's why I say deficiency, not necessarily like, hey, if we were one piece away and Drummond was that piece, like, makes more sense. But when
Drummond's not the piece.
Yeah.
But my big thing is if the, you know, the player is there, the all-star player is there, you go and take him if it doesn't cost you much, which it didn't cost Cleveland anything. That was a big deal.
They had extra pieces. They had more pieces. They could, you know, move around and stuff like that. So.
And Detroit wanted cap space in a terrible offseason. Like, there's not going to be good players.
Well, no, because, I mean, they're going to opt in and they're still going to have Love eating up their cap and Nance eating up their cap. But 2021, I guess they're off the books, and I'm sure they're going to.
No, Detroit doesn't have Kevin Love.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cleveland. Sorry.
No, sorry. Detroit is the confusing one.
No, you're 100% right. I don't know what
they traded away Drummond for cap space.
I don't think. I don't think they're done making moves. They still have to pay Blake Griffin too. They'll probably move him for like actual assets because they couldn't really do that with Drummond.
Yeah,
I can see that.
All right, let's get into questions.
All right, so we got some really good ones, man. First, we're going to start off with our good friend James.
Okay.
Every week, man. He actually has a good question this time, though. So James, a.k.a. at James D. Grambo, asks, what are your Oscar predictions? Since that's tonight, I think.
Oh, is it?
I guess, I didn't know, dude. I didn't realize until this morning. And I was like, oh, I guess it's Oscar time.
Yeah. So which ones are we wanting to give predictions on?
I just want to do like best picture, bro. Like the big one, like the one that everybody's there for. So.
Yeah.
What are the
best picture options are Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker.
That was awesome. That was okay.
Little Women.
That was awesome.
Marriage Story.
That was good.
1917.
Oh. That was really good.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That was pretty
good. And Parasite.
That's my winner.
Okay. So, heart tells me Parasite, head tells me 1917.
Heart and my head tell me Parasite.
Okay.
So.
The only one of those I've seen is The Joker, but I was really good at Battlefield 1, so probably 1917.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, James, for that question. Let's see. Okay. Mel on the attack asks, I know neither of you guys give a shit about this, but thoughts on the XFL?
It is a thing.
Go Seattle.
What's even Seattle's like mascot?
I don't know. I just know they have a team. Wait, maybe it's not Seattle even.
I've watched a little bit today, you know, just to see what it's up, and it's all right. You know, like it's not. Yeah. You know, football is already not like really my thing, you know. So, but I watched a little bit of it. I was like, "This is cool. Like, at least people are enjoying it. Like, as long as you guys are enjoying it, and as long as it's not hurting anybody, like, I don't care."
So, yeah, my friend told me that he was watching the game while we were playing something, and he told me that they like went right up to the kicker and started interviewing him like right after he missed the kick.
I heard that, dude.
That's cool. I like that.
They interview guys like right after like something really fucked up happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like they have live mics on the refs, so you hear like what they're talking about and like how they're deciding like what's a call and what's not, which is kind of cool. So I think those are cool. Those are interesting ideas or whatever. So
yeah,
but yeah, I mean it's a thing. Like if people like it, that's cool. Like I don't really if it's not my it's not really yeah. my thing. So.
I mean, like I joke about hating the NFL. I don't really. It's just it's a fun thing to joke about because I like. Upsetting people for some reason. But honestly, if you enjoy the XFL, enjoy the XFL. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can really say is that Globe Life Park looks terrible.
It makes me feel so sad, bro.
Is that
the new one?
No, Globe Life Park
It's the ballpark, yeah.
The old ballpark. The old ballpark. Okay. I don't know what it is, but just the design of the park now that it's a football stadium just... looks weird.
It's the dimensions, man. Like yeah. they had to bring in more like seating, like.
But then they had to like take away in other spots, and it's like
it's so weird.
There's
it's
these so empty weird, areas like that make no sense for a football stadium. I don't get it.
I'm probably gonna go see a game there eventually. I just don't know.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm probably gonna go see a game there once or twice.
I'm going to the Weezer Green Day Fall Out Boy concert there.
Oh, are you?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know if that's in the real one or the big one.
No, bro, it's in the old one.
Field. It's on the field. Okay, well, that's gonna be sick. Yeah, it's gonna be hot though.
Let's see. Hey, we're just kind of talking about this. Joshua Slinkard at Josh_Slinkard asks, should we continue to see more Courtney Lee?
I don't
Absolutely. If I mean, depends in what like context. Setup, like, but. I mean, I would much rather Courtney Lee be on defense at least for the than a few other players on our team.
I mean, I would love to see a player that's on our team play basketball, like
just for depth, for sure. Especially
just for depth like, reasons, like
someone like Courtney Lee too. A lot of people forget like how good he was like a few years ago. It was really between him and Wes, I think, is who we wanted to sign, but he signed so quickly with New York.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point.
Okay, let's see. So now we have, at Stokely1213 asks, who is winning the finals this year and why will it be the Mavs?
Dang it.
Luka goes fucking nuclear.
this is a CNN debate type question where I know, for real, fucking, dude. You fucking lead so hard. Anyway. As much as I would love for the Mavericks to win it all this year, they're not going to. It's going to be Milwaukee. They're obviously on a mission.
Yeah, bro.
I was going to say Milwaukee, so.
I do not see a single team that beats them in an entire 7-game series.
Giannis is fucking terrible.
The only team that gets close is the Clippers, just because of their perimeter defense.
I don't know about the Clippers, man. The Clippers are weird this year. I don't know, dude.
The Clippers are weird, but their front line perimeter defense is better than anybody else in the NBA.
But the Jazz have really good front line perimeter defense too, man. Like whenever Bogey and Ingles are like kind of not sucking at defense, they're really good. But you have those guys to facilitate and.
Yeah.
Shoot threes, obviously. But when they have Conley, Mitchell, O'Neal, and Gobert, they're almost unstoppable on defense.
Yeah,
but,
they're a fucking monster defensively.
But you're right, and the Clippers did just get Morris, so that's only going to make that piece.
Oh, that's right, they did. Forgot about that. Fuck. So, a lot happened on Thursday, dude.
A lot like, did happen on Thursday.
It was crazy. I feel like it all happened right after each other. But I think the big thing was D'Lo.
That was the thing that pushed everything forward.
Yeah, that's what NBA needed.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see who asked this. Luca774MVP asks, should we target Dion Waiters? And I say no.
No.
Absolutely, we should.
We should.
I mean, I don't know if he should play minutes on the team, but I would love if a guy like Dion Waiters was in the city of Dallas.
Okay.
Just in the city of Dallas.
Yeah.
Are we pursuing him on a vet minimum?
I
have no idea, bro. That's why he got bought out.
So. Yeah. I forgot he got bought out. I thought that they meant in the offseason.
No, he's not going to be like much more in the offseason.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, not worth it.
All right, let's see. Another one. At Mavs Phil Room asks, can cats have little A salami? Yes, they can.
Yes.
Yes.
A good meme. Good job bringing that one back. It's been dead for a little bit, so I was good to saw that again. Let's see. Okay, this is actually kind of serious. This is a White LeBron 77 asks, how do we get Luka to stop filming and driving? That's actually kind of serious.
Like, yeah, no.
You don't, like...
Yeah, I mean, like, it's hard to be like, hey, man, stop doing this shit. And, like, you know, I've watched like their Instagram. I've watched, you know, his and, you know, Kristaps especially, like their Instagram posts. And they're constantly like, it's like they're in traffic when they're doing it. You know, like
they're usually crazy, almost like, at a full stop when it happens.
Yeah, almost at a full, like almost like, you know, like it's the light's been red. So like, I'm assuming they don't do it other than that, you know, and I know a lot of people kind of do that already, you know, and it's not. I mean, it's against the law now, but, you know, no one really enforces it.
It's actually not against the law.
It's not? If you're in a stop sign?
So.
Isn't it just texting and driving?
Exactly.
Against the law?
So, is that what it is? Texas did something very dumb. and they made texting while driving against the law, but using your phone while driving, if you can, in general, is fine.
Got it. Cool.
And I don't know. Alex probably knows. I don't think you can have your phone like to your face in driving as well. I know you can be on the phone, but I don't think you can have it to your face or like in your eyes. But
I'm sure it's like probable cause if you have it like close to your face.
Now, if you can prove that you weren't texting, then they can't cite, or then you can fight the ticket.
That's stupid.
And so
I know, I'm gonna ask my lawyer about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know this just from a law enforcement friend of mine, and he was like, honestly, we just don't write the ticket because it's not worth it.
Mm.
Okay.
Because it's awesome. Like a very, very specific thing that you have to be doing.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Okay, here's a good one. The guy who makes all my memes, Fozzle.
Fozzle. I just saw this one.
711 asks, who would win a fight, Boban or Godzilla? Godzilla. And I have an entire dissertation on this shit.
So. Well, it's Godzilla. But well, also, they wouldn't Godzilla. Fight because Godzilla's a good guy.
No, he's... okay. So, so it depends on what Godzilla. There's four different types of Godzillas in Japan.
Okay? All four are good guys.
Oh no, Showa is a good guy. Heisei's not. Millennium is different. They don't have... There's no continuity. And Shin Godzilla is a fucking asshole and bad person. So,
Shin Godzilla is like the best person.
No, he's not.
But, he's like Thanos.
Dude, Shin Godzilla is a fucking... He's a... you never seen Shin Godzilla.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Don't worry.
Fuck out of here. Anyway, no. But besides, Thanos was not a good guy either. So
Thanos was a good guy.
So, Boban or Godzilla? This is really hard for me. I would say I'm gonna go with like Legendary is Godzilla, the newest one, the newest American one. I think Boban in 7. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Boban.
If it's Boban, a rebounding match for sure.
Yeah, and rebounding match, and I don't...
Wait, I thought this Godzilla was a can't... fight.
Well, I mean, okay, well, if this was a fight...
You gotta fight for the boards. Bobby throws more elbows than anybody. I don't know if Godzilla could beat that.
Godzilla, oh, I mean, if it's a fight, like an actual like fist fight, probably Godzilla. If it's like basketball skills, Boban, because Boban actually knows what he's doing. Godzilla is a fucking lizard. You know?
Well,
wow, that's racist. That's
debatable also.
That is a bit... Oh, he's a kaiju, whatever. Anyway... All right, so we have three more.
Racist Ruben.
Whatever. Yeah. We have three more.
Whatever. Okay.
So Mavs Network, my good friend on Twitter, asked, how do pickpocketers not say yoink every time they grab someone's wallet?
Because we do it while we're playing Halo Reach, where that term came from.
Oh, really? Ah, okay. So, okay, good. I thought that was from something. God damn it. Okay.
It's whenever, so you like, there's this move where you like special assassinate somebody and it takes like a minute to do. And if you kill the person that's being assassinated before they're actually killed, then it's yoink. That's so you're hilarious. Pickpocketing the kill away from them.
That's awesome. Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you for clarifying that because I was reading this. Now. God damn it. Like, all right, we have two more from two very special people. Okay. So Tim Cato, the Athletic's own Tim Cato, asks, rank the facial hair of each player on the team.
Oh god, can we just do a top five?
Top five, that's a lot.
Well,
that's...
Not everybody has...
That is true.
Not everybody has facial hair, so it's like...
That's true.
Well,
Lucas, I mean, is the worst.
Luca does have some bad...
Tim's is the best. It's like...
Yeah, it goes Tim number one, Maxi number two.
Yeah, Maxi's...
I have all the players up.
Brokov's is nice if you're just talking about facial hair, but if you're talking about beards...
In general, yeah.
Tim and Maxi, but I mean...
Tim and Maxi, like, Tim is...
That mustache.
Okay.
Tim's are one. I think Willie has some nice...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
He's not slacking.
Boban kind of has a neck beard going on, which, like, you know, I don't fuck with, so... You know, I love you, Boban, but no.
Yeah,
DeLon has like a goatee thing going on. Not as big of a fan of DeLon and Doran both have goatees.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, I'm not really a fan of the goatee. Like, it may work for them, but you know.
Okay.
That's
why I said let's do top five. You're listing off like 75 people.
It's fine, don't worry. I'm only listed like five.
Okay.
So I would do top five then. Okay, so my top five: Tim, Maxi, Willie, And after that's like a crapshoot. After that, it's like,
I mean, it depends. Like
it's like JJ's number four.
Brokaw with the mustache, man.
And then five would be Ryan. Like, okay. You know, like, so.
All right.
What about you guys?
You go first, Grant.
Or do you guys agree?
I mean, I pretty much agree with that. We're pretty close. It's Tim and Max that are number one and two. I think after that, it just doesn't really matter.
For me, it goes.
And the thing about Tim, though, like he, you can tell he takes really good care of his beard. It's always like, very, very nice. Like, very it's shaped up. Like, I think about like Harden's beard. And like, it looks cool, but it's just like it's a wild now, you know?
Yeah,
it's long. Like, he doesn't trim it up. He doesn't like make shape it up. And I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like,
Tim looks like he has the perfect like chia pet on his face. Or not chia, whatever the you like grow it. It looks it's perfect.
That is a chia pet.
Okay, well then, yeah.
So right. Yeah, it goes Tim 1, Maxi 2, Ryan 3, Willie Cauley-Stein 4. Literally anybody else.
Really?
Clean shaven, then Luca.
Unless you count Chris Kaman's amazing run in 2014.
Oh, yeah. 2013. It's great, Chris Kaman, dude.
Oh, man. What about right. Dirk's beard? Man, Dirk had a nice beard.
I think
beard.
Chris was just so... Yeah. He grew it so... It was so long in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
I love the 500 beard thing, man. Like.
Yep.
I know that was a shitty fucking year, but, you know, like, I liked, like, just, like, that being a thing, you know?
It was what it was. Dirk missed, like, the whole year, right? So.
He missed a lot of that year. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so lastly but not least, Mav's own Bobby Corrala asks, how are you?
I'm good, man.
How are you doing, guys? You guys go first. I'll go last.
Like in a general sense, or just about the Mavs?
Like, you know, what's going on with your life? Blah blah.
Yeah. It's all good. Everything's good with me. Daytona is pumping up next week, and I'm really excited for that.
On Sunday, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Can't wait for that. And then I don't know. Things been kind of down at least as far as like a Mavs Twitter and just a general like mood since Kobe and everything. But other than that, my life's looking pretty grand right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good.
Feeling great.
Go next, Alex.
I'm good. I don't really want to get into details about why publicly, but I'm good.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
sorry. It's good though. Like,
yeah.
Okay. You know, things are going good for me. Thank you for asking, Bobby. I start my new job tomorrow.
Yeah, you do. I'm so excited for you.
You will not be seeing me tweet from 7:30 to 3:30 most days.
Yeah.
Unless I'm at lunch or something like that.
Which sucks. That's like prime Reddit Mavericks Twitter right there.
Prime shit tweeting, I know. So, you know, it's whatever, though. I'll get some tweets off eventually. Don't worry. All
right,
good. You know, so I'm a new job, which is pretty cool. Things have been going well. Like, I'm reconnecting with some old friends recently. Really excited to have Grant, like everybody else, we've added on to our podcast. And to our website in general, like, it's going to be really fucking fun for hopefully forever. So, you know, we'll see, man. Like, I'm excited. So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And I don't know. I think you should maybe do, like, one of those, you know, shit my father says or whatever with your kids on your personal account.
Oh, man. That would be fun.
All day long. Tell us what the kids say.
What the kids say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up this week. Grant, thank you so much for coming on. Can't wait to...
Oh, dude, thank y'all for having me and letting me talk to y'all about the Mavs. It means a lot to me.
I mean, you're part of the family now, man.
So, hey, yes, for sure.
All right. Well, until next week, guys, we'll see you later.
Later, guys.
Goodbye.